بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مش عارف بلا والشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت حضرت شاهدني محمد اقتصف دام الله فيهم نقش قدم نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ہیں جنت کے راستے. نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے, نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. ہے یوں تو بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے, ہے یوں تو بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے, پر مستند وہی ہے شریعت کے راستے. ہے یوں تو بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے, پر مستند وہی ہے شریعت کے راستے. پہنچے خدا تلک جو محبت کے راستے, پہنچے خدا تلک جو محبت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. عشاق اپنی کیف مسلسل کا جام لے, عشاق اپنی کیف مسلسل کا جام لے, گر سنت رسول کو مضبوط تھام لے. دینے لگے صدائے سعادت کے راستے, دینے لگے صدائے سعادت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. مٹ جائے دار فانی کے رنجو علم بھی آج, مٹ جائے دار فانی کے رنجو علم بھی آج, کر لے مجاہدات جو راہ حق میں ہم بھی آج. مٹ جائے دار فانی کے رنجو علم بھی آج, کر لے مجاہدات جو راہ حق میں ہم بھی آج. کھل جائے بے شمار ہدایت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. قلب و نظر بچائیے داڑھی بڑھائیے, قلب و نظر بچائیے داڑھی بڑھائیے, قلب و نظر بچائیے داڑھی بڑھائیے, ٹخنوں سے اپنے پائچے اوپر اٹھائیے. قلب و نظر بچائیے داڑھی بڑھائیے, ٹخنوں سے اپنے پائچے اوپر اٹھائیے. خوش کیجئے نبی کو اطاعت کے راستے, خوش کیجئے نبی کو اطاعت کے راستے. نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. دی ہے خدا پاک نے خود اس کی اطلاع, دی ہے خدا پاک نے خود اس کی اطلاع, محبوب حق بناتی ہے سنت کی اتباع. دی ہے خدا پاک نے خود اس کی اطلاع, محبوب حق بناتی ہے سنت کی اتباع. ملتا ہے مولا عشق رسالت کے راستے, ملتا ہے مولا عشق رسالت کے راستے. نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے, اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. اپناتے ہیں جو سیرت خیر الانام لوگ, اپناتے ہیں جو سیرت خیر الانام لوگ, کرتے ہیں سنتوں کا جہاں اہتمام لوگ. اپناتے ہیں جو سیرت خیر الانام لو, کرتے ہیں سنتوں کا جہاں اہتمام لوگ از خود ہی بند ہوتے ہیں بدعت کے راستے از خود ہی بند ہوتے ہیں بدعت کے راستے از خود ہی بند ہوتے ہیں بدعت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے شیطان اور نفس کی راہوں کو چھوڑ دے شیطان اور نفس کی راہوں کو چھوڑ دے یعنی ہم آج بھی جو گناہوں کو چھوڑ دے شیطان اور نفس کی راہوں کو چھوڑ دے یعنی ہم آج بھی جو گناہوں کو چھوڑ دے ہم پر کھلے ہوئے ہیں ولایت کے راستے ہم پر کھلے ہوئے ہیں ولایت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے گر چاہیے خدا کو دل میں بسائیے گر چاہتے ہیں دل میں خدا کو بسائیے مرشد کی مان لیجیے نگاہیں بچائیے گر چاہتے ہو دل میں خدا کو بسائیے مرشد کی مان لیجیے نگاہیں بچائیے جاتا ہے دل نظر کی خیانت کے راستے جاتا ہے دل نظر کی خیانت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے دنیا کی ہر برائی سے دامن جھٹک گئے ایک جست ہی میں سالک مولا تلک گئے دنیا کی ہر برائی سے دامن چٹک گئے ایک جست ہی میں سالک مولا تلک گئے مرشد نے وہ بتائے سہولت کے راستے مرشد نے بتائے سہولت کے راستے دنیا کی ہر برائی سے دامن چٹک گئے ایک جست ہی میں سالک مولا تلک گئے مرشد نے وہ بتائے سہولت کے راستے سہولت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْمَوْلَانَ الْعَظِيمِ It's a very beautiful poem of Shah Asad ke poem Hazrat Khalifa Asad based on Hazrat one couplet of Naqsh-e-Qadam Nabi ke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hai jannat ke raaste Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste ہے یوں تو بے شمار ریاضت کے راستے There are many roads in order to reach Allah Ta'ala in which a person makes effort and reaches Allah Ta'ala بزرگان دین have said that as many as Allah's creation they are So many roads there are to reach Allah Ta'ala. So we must not limit it that there is only one way to reach Allah. There are many ways. And some buzurgs have gone even further and said, as many as the breaths, breath what a person takes, how many breaths a person takes, as many as the breaths of all the creation of Allah. Human being, jinnat, animals, plants breathe, all these things. So many ways there are to reach Allah Ta'ala. So, hey you to be shumar riyadat ke liye ke raaste, par mustanad wahi hai shariat ke raaste. But the most strongest and solid road to reach Allah Ta'ala is the one of shariat, the one of Quran and hadith. To practice on Quran and hadith, that is the most solid foundation, most solid way of reaching Allah Ta'ala. Poonche khuda talak jo muhabbat ke raaste, a person that has reached Allah Ta'ala through the road of muhabbat and love. That is, he practices on shariat, but not in a dry way, just as a duty, but with love he practices there. One is a person who loves with his wife, just as a duty. They had lot of quarrels, they had lot of fights, there's lost love between them. Now they're just living together as husband and wife. The husband fulfills the rights, wife buys things for the house, sees to all the expenses. The wife cooks and see to all these things, but there is no love between them. So that is also they carrying on, fulfilling one another's rights, but with that spark of love, what a difference in that marriage. When they are not only husband and wife, they are lovers also. And they are enjoying their life. What an enjoyment. So one is to practice on shariat, everything a person does, he will get jannat also, he'll get the sawab. And one is to practice on shariat with love. Love of Allah Ta'ala, and to do it with love, world of difference. A person can't imagine the difference between the two.
Phir kya? Ushak. Apne ke? Apne? Achha. Ye type kara lijiye. Saaf ho jaye. Ushak apne kaife musalsal ka jam le.
The lovers who take the goblets of the love of Allah, they are continuously taking the goblets of the love of Allah Ta'ala, kar sunnat-e rasool ko mazboot tham le. If they have to hold on to the sunnat of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam firmly, then they will be drinking goblets of love of Allah Ta'ala. And that is how this love of Allah will come. Because as Allah Ta'ala has declared himself, in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, if you want this love, relationship between you and Allah, fattabi'uni, follow in the footsteps of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yuhibbukum Allah, Allah will love you. And a person, his love does not start with Allah Ta'ala from his side, but this love starts from Allah's side. When Allah loves a person, then that love comes in his heart for Allah Ta'ala. Until that love does not, Allah doesn't love a person, he won't find that love for Allah in his heart. So it starts from Allah Ta'ala's side. And one of the way to start it is the sunnahs of Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah will love you. And when Allah loves you, you will get the love of Allah Ta'ala in return. And then see how enjoyable it is to practice on deen, to practice on shariat. Dene lage sadaye saadat ke raaste, the roads of saadat, of goodness, of felicity, of wonderfulness, they started calling out. Those roads started calling out to this person. Once a person has got sunnat, love of Allah Ta'ala, you will get surprised that you are being pulled more and more towards Allah. You don't have to now make an effort from your side. You are getting pulled more towards Allah Ta'ala. Mid jaye dar fani ke ranjo alam bhi aaj. All this worry and perplexity and depression of this dunya, it will die out today also. It will go out of your life. You don't have to make it such a major issue in your life. This problem, that problem, etc. Kar le mujahadat jo raah haq mein hum bhi aaj. If we make an effort in the right road, that is to bring deen in our lives. Once Allah's commandment comes and we please Allah Ta'ala, Allah will please us in return. Then all our ranjan alam, our problems, Allah will remove them. We don't have to confront those problems head on and try and sort them out.
What we really have to do is we have to please Allah Ta'ala. Bring Allah's commandments in our lives. When that will happen, Allah will remove all these problems for us. There won't be even a storm in a teacup. That also it won't be. It will be nothing. Allah will remove all these problems when our connection with Allah Ta'ala is corrected. And that connection with Allah Ta'ala will become extremely not easy but enjoyable when the love of Allah is there. And the love of Allah will come by following the sunnahs of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khul jai be shumar hidayat ke raaste. Then unlimited roads of hidayat will open out upon that person. There is really the translation of وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Those who make effort in our path, the correct effort, then we will guide them, Allah says, and with great stress, lam ta'kid, noon mushaddad ta'kid, لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا, the plural. We will show them many roads coming towards us. Al-wusool ila janabina, to reaching Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So make that effort of taking of pleasing Allah, getting the love of Allah Ta'ala. You can make the effort of removing one guna, which is a long process. Make the effort of bringing sunnah, which is enjoyable, which is easy, and then Allah will love you. And when Allah will love you, you will love Allah. And when you will love Allah, Allah will open many ways for you. قلب و نظر بچائیے دار ہی برہائے. For example, in the mujahada that a person must make, safeguard your heart and your eyes. Don't have evil thoughts. But protect yourself from that. Safeguard your eyes also. Don't look at any evil also. And this is such a mujahada which is all the time, till the end of one's life. Bad thoughts will come to a person. Now, not to build on that bad thoughts. Bad thoughts which come of their own, we are not responsible. They are not guna also. And we didn't bring them, they just passed through the heart. Some bad thoughts came. That is no guna and they are not harmful also. In fact, they must be turned into fuel for the love of Allah Ta'ala. Japan asked South Africa many years ago that they mine dumps, they want to buy them over. In the apartheid government, so they thought, why Japan wants our mine dump sand? They want to take sand from. They told they want to build their highways. And they need the sand to put under the highways. And they held an investigation. They found there are gold particles still in all these mine dumps. And they themselves then started taking out those gold particles and started making gold bars from it. That was just an excuse that we want to build our highways and we need the sand to put it under. So just like that, Shaitan will also present to us all these evil thoughts. Now, use that evil thoughts to come closer to Allah, which comes in the Hadith Sharif. Allahumma ij'al wasawisa qalbi khashyataka wa dhikrak. O Allah, convert the evil thoughts of my heart into your fear and your remembrance. Shaitan will say that I put these evil thoughts in his heart in order to mislead him. But he came out such a clever person, that same fuel I put, instead of turning him away from Allah, he converted that fuel to come nearer to Allah Ta'ala. That more Allah's khashyat, more Allah Ta'ala's dhikr has come into that person. So evil thoughts themselves are not evil. When we build on them, when we entertain them, an evil thought came. While you were just even anywhere, about to fall asleep, or driving anywhere, now you start building on that thought. This is now harmful. From your choice that you start building on it, this is now harmful for you. So, and just that evil thought, these are wasawis. And wasawis, we are not responsible for them. And the easiest way to save ourselves from wasawis is that we don't pay attention to them. Which the Buzurgan Adin have given so many beautiful examples. Like you are walking on the road, a dog starts barking at you, running after you. If you pay attention to it, you try and chase it away, more it will come for you. But you ignore it, it will leave you. You just carry on. So wasawis are like that. They are these dogs that are trying to distract us. You pay attention to them, you will get off track. So don't pay attention to them. Like in many cases, detectives when they are finding out a case, clever criminals, They put something to mislead them, take them on a different route. If he's a more cleverer detective, he doesn't follow that wrong route. You know, this is a red herring. He's just putting me off track here. I must follow the right route. So the same way these wasawis are to distract us. A clever person will be that he doesn't follow them. Another beautiful example which Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali gave, that you are traveling on a main road, today's time a highway, freeway, and on that main road, till today in some countries, there are even trucks and buses are going everywhere, big trucks next to you, trucks with trailers, buses, then there are perhaps horse and carts also, then there are rickshaws also, then there are bicycles also, scooters also, motorbikes, all are going. If you start paying attention to them, you won't watch your line, and you'll make an accident. If you start looking this side, this truck here, that bicycle here, you just watch, you keep your eyes on your road, you will go through safely. So the heart Allah has made a major thoroughfare for everyone to pass on this freeway. There, everyone all come on this freeway. What thoughts will come in this freeway? But you keep your eyes on the road, you will go through safely. So, qalb nazar bachaye, dar hi barhaye. This are by example. Not only these things. In other words, the whole of Sharia. Particularly, which Hazrat's ta'aleem is, that your heart, the evil thoughts, and your gazes, takhno se apne paanche upar uthaye. Keep your trousers above your ankles. Yeah, if we make a mistake and we think that this is now only these things we have to watch and we don't worry about other things of Sharia, that what Hazrat's main teachings are, only that. But Hazrat, if we study his teaching, everything, what fine detail Hazrat has taught. In the same way, like in Jamaat, if a person takes the six numbers literally only Iman and of Allah is the doer, nothing else can do. But what about all the other aspects? This is just a title of Iman. Then all the Iman, basically what we read in Iman Mufassal, Amantu Billah, Wa Malaikatihi, Wa Kutubihi, Wa Rusuli, Wa Yawmil Akhiri, all the aspects of Iman. And not only the seven which I mentioned, these are the major ones. But all the aspects a person must make effort. This is when a person, the work of tabligh is coming in that person when he builds his iman and he corrects it in all the aspects. Then namaz. Namaz is not only to read five times namaz. Then to correct our namaz. Masail must be correct. Then namaz with concentration and devotion. And namaz as salatu mi'rajul mu'min. That a person reaches to Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. That type of namaz. A person must make that he is connected with Allah. Then ilm and dhikr. Ikram-e-Muslim is akhlaq. All the akhlaqiyat, not only ikram-e-Muslim, all akhlaq must come into a person. Then ikhlas is the whole of tasawwuf. It's not only ikhlas, that is now all akhlaq-e-hasana, all good ways. And then to make effort for to bring these things in one's life, and it comes into everyone else. So if that is not in mind, then a person, he misses the boat. The same way by Hazrat is talking about, say, keeping the beard properly, and then the trouser must be above the ankle, safeguarding the eyes, and don't think of evil. But if a person thinks that I've done, now I'm all right, I've finished my course. No, you have just now entered into the course. And your cause won't end till mort, till Iman. You don't die, your last breath comes out with Iman. Till then your cause is not finished. So a person must never think that only these few things. We get bluffed very easily in these things. A person, students who graduated from the Alim cause, Maulana Hussain Ahmed Madani Rahmatullah Ali told them, those of you who think you have today become Alims, you will remain jahil your whole life. But those who will make an effort to get the ilm, who will keep on teaching and making their knowledge strong, inshallah, they will become alims. Mm-hmm. They are still not alims. So we get this, a person gets khilafat, for example, it goes to his head, that I got khilafat, my work is done. Or anything else like that, I was given the opportunity to make bayan. So now I'm all right, I'm now in a position to correct other people. No, these are just the starting points. And reality is when a person continuously realizes, keeps a very strong kari nazar, a very vigilant eye on himself, that where am I faltering, where am I going wrong. Allahu Akbar. See, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when the two people were fighting, one of the Bani Israel, one of the Qibti, the people of Fir'aun, and he just pushed that person of the Bani Israel, of the Fir'auni people, and that person died. He gave one shot, one punch, and he died. And immediately he says, Inni zalamtu nafsi. He didn't do it in time, but he said, Ya Allah, I've done a great wrong. So, Ahlullah, every Nabi before Nabuwat was a Wali, Wali a Kamil. At that time, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam wasn't still a Nabi, but he was a Wali a Kamil. And the quality of a Wali a Kamil, the quality of a Nabi, they are very conscious of their actions. And when little bit of something they thought they hurt somebody's feelings, they feel guilty about it. And today we do what and what wrong, but we don't worry about it at all. And the sad part is to those who are most close to us. Like for example, Sahibul Jamb, your wife, the person who is right next to you, who is your Rafiqa Hayat, your companion of life. But we break their hearts, we hurt their feelings, and we don't even think of it. In fact, it's an achievement. We manage to, and today one great wrong that is also being committed is to belittle the wife, to humiliate her, to disgrace her in front of her children, in front of your family. You won't take the courage of doing it in front of her family, but in front of your family, then you disgrace her, you humiliate her, you tell her that you are mad, you are dirty, you are lazy, all this type of things. Where is that? That is not even for a human being. Forget for a Muslim. And you think yourself to be a Wali, and you have got this thing still in you. It's far, far from being a Wali. Like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was getting very angry on one of his slaves. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, what were the words? Anger and wilayat together. Anin wa siddiqin. Kalla wa rabbil ka'aba. These two can never ever go together. Your anger like this, and you're a siddiq. These two things, you think I'm a siddiq, and this lanat, cursing this person and all that, becoming so angry, these two things don't go. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Maqbool, Rasul, and he says, Kalla wa rabbil ka'aba. These two things can't go together. So this is what is islah. This is what is to correct ourselves, that these things must go out of us. So not only these few things that we take and we feel I'm all right. No, the whole of deen we have to keep on making effort. Khush kijiye Nabi ko itaat ke raaste. Make Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy by itaat, by being obedient and following in his footpath. Dihe khudai paak ne khud uski ittila. And this Allah himself has said. Nas-e qat'i, Quran Sharif's ayat, a clear ayat. محبوب حق بناتی ہے سنت کے راستے فاتبعونی يحببكم الله. You will become the beloved of Allah by the way of اتباع. And اتباع is not just a few outward things, but they see from morning to night my whole life, how much of sunnat in my life. How many of us, we sit in the car, we have to go, we're going for namaz every time, no dua we read. Yes, when we're going on a long journey, then sadqa also we take out and give. But dua is for every journey, and not for protection, for ittiba'i sunnat. And in the barakat of ittiba'i sunnat, Allah will grant you protection also. When we're going on a long journey, then we read all the duas. Make sure all the children also read the duas. We take out sadqa also. Why? Not ittiba'i sunnat. Protection. We are worried. I mustn't meet up with an accident. Somebody dies, somebody becomes paralyzed, and then for that we are doing that. Not for ittiba'i sunnat. If it is ittiba'i sunnat, every little trip is short duas. Once we were traveling, Hazrat told me to read the duas for all. I read them a bit long. Hazrat said, no, not necessary. Just the basic. So we don't, what shaitan also puts us on to many times to start, like a person who's not reading Quran Sharif. Shaitan puts him onto reading 10 suparas a day. And then for 10 years he doesn't touch the Quran again. One person went for Hajj in very long years ago. For every namaz he's making 10 tawafs. And he didn't know what the tawaf is making Safa Marwa also. Hey, the first time he did, after that 5 times namaz also went. Not only the haram namaz, qaza all his namazes. He was totally, so to learn shariat and the limits of sharia is also, and this cannot be done without a guide. With your own, you hear the fazilat of durood sharif, many people already 10,000 durood. And they hardly get started and they already stuck. It's like your car, when you have to take off on a hill, and you take off instead of first gear, you take out on fourth gear. The car will just jerk and switch off. When you come to fourth gear, start off with first, move nicely, when you have picked up speed, everything is, then you'll move down to the fourth gear, fifth gear, sixth gear also, if you have got. And you'll go smooth sailing afterwards. But start with first gear. And first gear, like some old people, then the whole time they're driving in first gear. So not that also. First gear, little bit you'll drive, then you'll move to second, then you'll go to third also. So you'll start with little bit 10, then you'll go to 20 durood, then to 50, then to 100, then you'll go smooth sailing 500 durood a day. So start off bit by bit. This also we have to learn. And this we have to learn from Mashaikh, but the lesson is open in front of our eyes, but we don't learn, unfortunately. How many of us have fathered how many children and brought them up? We see the child takes a few steps, falls down, gets up, walks again. Afterwards, after some time, now he starts running, jumping, and he starts doing what and what tricks also afterwards. So like that, you start off little, little, carry on. You'll fall, carry on. But the child, if he stops now, that I fell down, I'm no more going to try again. Eh? Then you won't succeed. I learned horse riding. And when the instructor told me, you'll fall also 20 times, from then I stopped. So how can you learn horse riding then? I thought one fall will be too much for me. Forget 20 falls. Still you don't do have 20 falls, you won't become a good horse rider. I stop now, or everything from there. So you can't succeed in that way. Carry on. You will make mistakes. Many, many saliks have this problem. We fall back again. We get lazy again. We fall back into guna. These things are going to happen. But you keep trying. You move, make tawbah, istighfar. Carry on again. Humne is tarah se tay ki raah hai. Humne is tariqe se tay ki manzil hai. This way we have passed our roads and reached Allah Ta'ala. Chale, gire, uthe, chale. We walked, we fell down, we got up again, and we walked again, we carry on. So in this way, a person will carry on. So the whole of Sharia, not only this few things we must think. Milate hai maulai maula, ishq-e risalat ke raaste. By the love of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, the person will reach Allah. Like, Hazrat has made it clear in Ash'ar, that love of Allah, will tawheed is not kamil until we don't have Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love, and so much that we love him more than we love ourselves, more than what we love our wives, more than we love the whole world. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love has to be more greater. So if that love is there, then the sign of it is Durood Sharif in our lives, Sunnah in our lives, desire to go every now and then, whenever possible, to go for Umrah, to make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you love somebody and you say, I love you but I'm too busy in my shop. You love your wife, you got married, but I can't come to you. I'm too busy in my work. That is not love. You're not genuine in your love. If you have that love, whenever you get an opportunity, your thoughts will be, our thoughts are hardly what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In namaz, Allah made it. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. But we don't think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood Sharif not in our lives. Yeah, just the empty slogan that we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Apnaate hai jo seerat khairul anam, log. Those people who bring the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their lives. Karte hai sunnato ka jahan ihtimam log, where people follow sunnats, all the sunnats. Not only, then so from morning to night, a person must see how many sunnats in my life. Then from head to toe, see how many sunnats in my life. From the front door of my house to the back door, how many sunnats in my house. How many sunnats do we follow? If you love sunnats, you will bring this lifestyle into your every aspect of your life. And just because we are following a few outward sunnats, we are quite happy I'm following all the sunnats. there is a great deception. We shouldn't fall into that deception. As khud hi band hote hai bidat ke raaste. And not only the bidat, what we call bidat, but every wrong way. That every wrong way, every way, which is a new way in deen, that is bidat. The Salafis who speak against the bidatis, but they also a big bidat themselves. It's also a new thing into our in our deen. So all this bid'at, any new foreign a thing in deen is a bid'at. Not only what we know, what we call bid'at, but every foreign thing in deen is a bid'at. So when you follow sunnahs, and this is a common law, that there is no vacuum anywhere. So if they, you took out sunnah, it will be filled in with a bid'at. If you bring sunnah, the bid'at will go away. If it's dark in a place, you don't have to give a big lecture to the darkness. That darkness, you are very bad. I'm frightened for you. Please go away from here. You don't have to come with a lathi charge or with machine guns and with guns to chase away the darkness. Just put the switch on, let light come. And where darkness will go, you cannot imagine. So bid'at and all sins which are in our lives, all wrong things, you don't have to big lectures against these things. You don't have to fight against these things. Just put on the light of sunnah, the light of sharia. And where these things will disappear, you don't know. You know where they have gone to, you won't know. So that is what we have to do. As khud hi band hote hai bid'at ke raaste, shaitan aur nafs ke raahon ko chhod de. Leave out the what shaitan and nafs are leading you to. You know yourself, they're your enemies. Why are you still following them? Just because they are giving you a sugar-coated candy and now you want to follow them? But who doesn't know nafs is my enemy? Shaitan is my enemy. Who doesn't know that this shaitan is calling me, telling me not to get up for fajr, telling me to look at this woman, telling me to talk to this woman, telling me to think about this? Who doesn't know? So why follow? When you know, and you know it's your enemy. If a crook comes to you, we are so careful about crooks. Somebody comes to the door and he's saying he's selling something, etc. How apprehensive don't we become? What precautions don't we take? Why with nafs and shaitan we don't take precautions? You get a phone call, you get a SMS, you want a prize and that, you want a holiday somewhere. You are apprehensive. You know these are all gimmicks and they just want to extract money for you, from you. You don't even pay attention to it. They just delete this message here. Don't even reply to it. You want so much money in a lottery and they only to do the paperwork, you must deposit $2,000. And then they're going to send you $200,000 in return. You know these are, what are these? You don't even pay attention. When shaitan tells you, look at this woman, do this, do that, you know it's also a gimmick of shaitan. So why don't you just delete it? Why you still want to, try it out? Let's speak to this woman, try and make contact with her. Why you want to do that? You know it's a gimmick of shaitan. He wants to trap you into worse things. Like with all these things here, how they trap you into big problems you can get into. So don't fall into this. Keep your guard. Keep your guard all the time so that you don't fall into it. Yani hum aaj bhi. Jo gunao ko chhod de. If we leave up these gunas. Gunas, we know it's a guna. We call it guna also. And we call it, we know it's a guna. This is a guna. Then why still follow it? Why do it or stuff? Hum par khule huye hai vilayat ke raaste. Then the roads of vilayat, reaching Allah Ta'ala, they are open. All you have to do is give up gunas. And the roads of vilayat are open. And don't be fooled that with guna also, we are walis of Allah Ta'ala. Vilayat and guna, how can they go together? They can't go together. So don't fool yourself. Give up gunas and the roads of vilayat are open for you. Gar chahte hai dil mein khuda ko basaye. If you want Allah to come in your heart, aaja, that we say very beautifully, aaja meri aankho mein, samaja meri dil mein. You want Allah to come into your heart? Murshid ki maan lijiye, nigahe bachaiye. listen to your Murshid. He's writing about our Hazrat, particularly which the most common and the worst sin which is misleading us, the guna of the eyes. And which almost across the board people are involved in it. Whether you're a dunyadar person, whether you're a dindar, whether it's a non-Muslim, whether it's a Muslim, whether you're a pious Muslim, whether you're an alim, learned person, across the board, this is a guna which shaitan is using. And that an-nazru sahmum min siham iblis masmum. This eye is an arrow of shaitan which is used, shaitan is using it with everyone. Just like a doctor gives panado to every person. One common tablet he gives to every person. Shaitan is using his common panado with everyone to mislead him. And that is the guna of the eyes. And so give up this, Hadrat is saying particularly. Jata hai dil nazar ki khiyanat ke raaste. Your heart gets destroyed by the khiyanat of the eyes. When you start looking around, you don't realize, but you are destroying your heart. And the heart is the place of iman. You are destroying your iman when you're looking at other women. And again, it's not only looking, but everything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ يَصْنَعُونَ صَنَعَتْ is a factory where different things are produced. So all the things which are produced, Allah Ta'ala knows all the things that what you are thinking. Allah Ta'ala knows how you are looking from the side of your eyes. Allah knows your eyes are closed, but what now? Videos are coming in front. What files you are opening up and where you going and what you are looking up. You don't even need a laptop. You don't need your iPad. You don't need your phone, your smartphone. You don't need anything. Just your eyes are closed. All are thinking, very big buzur. But what you are looking at in the meantime. And so Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of all those things what you are doing. So the nur of the heart and the iman of the heart gets destroyed with all these things, this evil thoughts, this eyes that you are looking, listening to women, whether it's on the phone, whether it is other women, etc. And shaitan comes in various ways. He comes through for ulama and pious people. He won't take them out to a nightclub. That's impossible. He knows I won't. He won't even try that. For example, you are teaching girls. And now you are enjoying hearing their voices all the time. You are saying, I'm hearing their Quran sabak. I'm hearing their hadith sabak. But what shaitan is playing with you? You are enjoying that tune of theirs. That how they are reading, etc. So shaitan will come in various ways. And all these things destroy the heart of a person. A person has to be very, very strong. Very much above it that he doesn't get influenced by these things. Otherwise, if butter doesn't melt in front of fire, it's not butter. If a man doesn't melt in front of all these things, then he's not a man, he's something else. He's not a man, these things they are. For example, where some ulama, good ulama also have heard in this year, that they said the voice of woman is not parda. That we don't find any proof of it anywhere, that the voice of woman is not parda. When the Quran Sharif says, that don't even, وَلَا يَضْرِبْنَ بِأَرْجُلِهِمْ لِيُعْلَمَ مَا يُخْفِينَ مِنْ زِينَتِهِمْ, that a woman must not walk in such a way that the jewelry they wear on their legs, in the past they used to wear, and today also many places, they wear like bangles on their legs, and when you walk, it gives that tinkling sound. So that is not the woman's sound. That is the sound of the dangles. That has been made haram to listen to. So her voice, where is a question then about her voice? And where the Quran Sharif says, فَلَا تَغْضَعْنَا and the woman, when they speak of necessity on the phone, some woman got a habit. Hello. You got no idea of anything. You also start thinking now, what's happening here? So there is no permission for that. She must intentionally make her voice rough and harsh. And it's not any disrespect or any bad akhlaqi. This is compulsory for her. Some women, when they speak, in between there has to come a chuckle. That is so dangerous. That chuckle gives such a message over. Whether it's a right message you are giving or a wrong message. But it gives a message. فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ. That person who's got a disease lurking in his heart, he thinks, oh, this is something here. I've got a chance here. I can try here. So when death is made haram, the sound of that bangles, then the voice of the woman, how much is in death? And that sweet voice, how much is in death made haram? And we don't realize, shaitan, how many of us, remember also, for every person according to his status, that status shaitan comes to him. For Imam Razi rahmatullah alayh, not for some small fry shaitan came. What a shaitan came to Hazrat Imam Ibn Ahmad Ibn Hanbal, where Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, when he was extremely thirsty, and then water came from the heavens in a silver glass and offered it to him. So he said, silver is haram for the man of this ummah, I can't take that. Then the voice told him that your knowledge saved you, otherwise you should have destroyed. Then now when a person thinks my knowledge saved me, you will also get destroyed. So what a shaitan came to Imam Ghazali rahmatullah. And we don't even need all those shaitans. We are shaitan ustad ourselves. So shaitan has to mislead us. We think, and yet we are thinking, I'm very pious. How many things we are involved in, and that's bringing problems in our life, and we don't understand where the problems are coming from. All these problems, how shaitan has got us involved in all these things. And remember, for a pious person, so to say, in inverted commas, a pious shaitan will come. For a maulana, he won't take you to nightclub, and he won't take you to other places. He will come in the ways of deen towards you. And in the way, in matters of deen, he will come into. For a Sufi shaitan will come, who will make him think, will mislead him in the lines of tasawwuf. And he will mislead him. So a person, very, very important, constantly to have fear, to have contact with one's sheikh, etc. One of our good friends, mashallah, when we're speaking that, why don't we ask our sheikh for tarbiyah, for islah. He said that, I got the habit of watching sports, etc. And what's the solution? Now many of us got that, but we're making our own ilaj. We don't ask for the ilaj. Till a person doesn't ask ilaj, this bimari doesn't go. So that person, and today somebody phoned, and with regard to the same thing also. That, for example, some people, only commentary. One lady phoned and she said her husband, Ali, big Ali, teaching hips class, takes his children for watching sports events, etc. So that is setting a very wrong trend and taking them into wrong places for the sports events, etc. So many of us think that sports is quite in order. One beautiful article that many people say, we bought TV just to watch news. He says that in your qabr, you'll never be asked whether you followed the news. What's happening in this country, what's happening there, you will never be asked. But after you die and your children, you were very strict, you were truly pious. No other programs on the TV, only news. And even in there, if it's a female news reader, for males to look is not permissible. And if it's a male news reader, for the females to look is not permissible. And they keep all the time, males and females, all the scenes they show. Your eyes have to follow. That also, where can that be permissible? And then, after you die, and your children will start watching all that guna will, that azab will come to you in your qabr stuff. And you bought the TV for watching news only. But how shaitan makes it, you dead, you are gone. And they are starting to watch you, the cause of it. You brought the TV in the house. They are watching filthy things now. They are watching all wrong things. They are outwardly getting enjoyment in dunya, and you are getting punishment in the qabr for them. And the punishment of the qabr is not only a word punishment in the qabr. It's a reality. And with the lightest punishment in the qabr, if you had all the sufferings of the world, you will think I was having a picnic in the world. Now I've got problems here in the qabr. So the lightest punishment. So how a person, how shaitan leads us astray, and we are thinking I'm quite in order. Dunya ki har burai se daman jhatak gaye. All the evils of this world went out of my life. Ek just hi mein maula talak gaye. And just in one second, one just, how to say, just like in just do this. In one, there is the English word used here, that in one just, one second, you reached Allah Ta'ala. Murshid ne wo bataye sahulat ke raaste. Your sheikh, our sheikh Damat Baran, no doubt, Hadrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, and in his sadqa, all his khulafa and our Shaykh, Allahu Akbar, what kamal Allah has given to our Shaykh, in very easy ways. Hadrat says, hasa, hasa ke, jannat ko pahunchata hun. Making life so easy, follow the teachings of our Shaykh. And then see that in one gest you will go to Allah Ta'ala. All your evils will fall away. All these gunas and temptations will go away. But make that niyat of following the teachings of our Shaykh. At least the five things, even if you just start off with that, guarding your gazes, guarding your thoughts, etc. If you start guarding that, you will see you are reaching, you are going towards Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq and let us understand, inshallah.
In this kitab of the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today is about Bakri ka dood or jadid science, goat milk, and what modern science has to say about goat milk. Huzur-e-Aqdas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke saad bakriya dood dene wali thi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seven goats that used to give milk. جنہیں حضرت ام ایمن رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ چراتی تھی اور ان کا دودھ لے کر حضور اقدس صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی خدمت میں پیش کرتی. حضرت ام ایمن رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ she used to graze these goats, milk them and bring the milk for نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. حضور اقدس صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایک صحابی کے گھر تشریف لے گئے. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم went to one صحابی's house. اس نے حضور اقدس صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی خدمت میں بکری کا دودھ پیش کیا. He presented goat milk. آپ نے نوش فرمایا. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم drank that. The goat's milk compared to other milk, it's quite cooling. So even your desires, your lust, we have to see what we eat. A person who eats this chicken, especially this commercial chickens, even if it's 100% halal, then to the make of it, what is put inside it, the feed, it creates a lot of heat in the body. And then a person gets the thoughts of all evil all the time. And his mind then is filled with evil and trying to do the evil. Instead of that, you have, like, for example, goat is, even till today, right in this time of ours, the chicken industry has been totally destroyed by the enemies. And they have put such things not to destroy the Muslims only, all of mankind, the feed that they are giving. Then the process of slaughtering, etc., that is a different story. Then the same thing with sheep also they have done. The feed, and for beef especially, cows, the feed they are giving, and the injections that they have to inject them. And with that also, it is all bimari actually what they are putting in there. The goat industry is still too small, so they're not interested in the goat industry. Fish was quite safe, but today generally in Pakistan, in Karachi, they've got where now they are commercially breeding fish. Yeah, in our country, the whole world they are doing. To that fish is very harmful also. Though it's fish, the fish which comes, which you got from rivers or from the sea, natural waters, that is very good stuff. But this fish which is being, what they are feeding the chicken fish meal. And they are feeding the fish chicken meal. And that fish there, and that fish today, everyone goes very deboned. It is just all wonderful like fish. But you can just taste it. There is no appeal in that fish also. And that today everyone just goes and you pay a lot of money for that fish. That fish is very good, which comes like that. Bakri ka dood marghoob, mashroob aur ghiza hai. The milk of goats are enjoyable and they are best food also. Vitamin, strength, etc. Uske fawaid us waqt aur bhar jate hai jab charne wali bakri ho, kyunki charne wali bakri anwa wa aqsam ki jhari butiya khati hai. And the best is even in chicken, those that roam around freely, who are not fed with feed. And the goats also, those who are not fed in a closed place, but which are roaming around in the fell, they are eating all types of jaributi, herbs, all types of that, and everything has got some great goodness for it, in it. And that gets transferred into that animal. And that gets transferred into the eater who eats it. So lot of all in the, and what we don't know about which leaves, which herbs, which plants are good for what, they have got more knowledge.
Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, one place where monkeys were troubling people, eating their things, etc., coming in the houses, troubling the people, so they put poison for the monkeys. When the monkeys came, they smelt it. Yeah, dal mein kaala hai, something here. Yeah. We have to be careful. All of them went away. They came with a baboon. They were with a big doctor. A specialist they came. The baboon also together, all they inspected, all went away again. They came back with an antidote from the jungle. Then they ate what the poison also, they ate the antidote also. Nothing happened. So, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٌ. The Quran Sharif says, you have still got great lessons to learn in the animals. And the animal doesn't go to doctor when it's got a flu, headache, cholesterol. It knows now which plant it must eat for this. They know. And they go and eat that plant, they look for that plant, and they make the remedy themselves like that. Where we haven't reached, and they don't pay a cent for all their treatment. And they also get all their remedy. So they have got all that. So those fowls that roam around freely, the best is to eat their meat. And the goats that roam around freely, the best is to eat that meat. Even the same, if you have dead cows that roam, that free, not what the feed they are giving them, or your sheep, and they are roaming around freely in the felt and they are eating, that is the best meat to eat. اور یہ جھری بوٹیاں جسم میں ہضم ہو کر اپنے اثرات دودھ کے ذریعے انسان تک پہنچاتی ہے. All that herbs what they are eating which are so good goes into their system, it comes out in the milk. So goat milk, if you drink, you will have that. The cows also, if they are roaming around freely, that milk will be very good, but the best still is goat milk. Gandhi, khaddar ka libas aur bakri ka doodh peete the. Gandhi was very particular that in fact one whole article an American has written, and he made a full study of Gujarati people. Gandhi was a Gujarati, and he explained how the Gujaratis in America, whether the Hindus or Muslims, most of the hotels and motels they own. The economy in many countries, they've got the whole economy. And he has also mentioned that Gandhi was also a Gujarati. He said they got something in their blood, this Gujaratis, that they are controlling, and he's got, he's very anti-Gujarati, this person. And what we don't know about ourselves, he has explained all those things. And not only in America, he says, you go this country, you see the Gujaratis got the monopoly of the business. You go that country, they got the monopoly everywhere. So anyway, he was a Gujarati. So he used to wear this khaddar, cotton, rough cotton material clothing, which Muhammadani or Rahmatullah Ali also should only wear that. They didn't wear refined clothing of the British. They just stuck to their own Indian products, and they wore that. And he should drink, and in fact Gandhi should give pista and badam to his goats. And then he should drink that milk. So what quality of milk that was. He was very particular, he should, badam and pista and all that he should give to that goat. And then he should, and give them honey to in their food to eat. And then that milk, what quality won't it have? بلکہ گاندی کا مقولہ تھا کہ نیم کے درخت کے نیچے بندی ہوئی بکری ہو اس کا دودھ پیتے ہوئے مجھے کائنات کی سرداری نہیں چاہیے. If I drink the goat milk of a goat that was staying under a lemon tree, then if I drink the milk of that goat, I don't need the kingdom of the world. So much of goodness there is in that natural milk. Today in what we call third world countries, when I go to Bangladesh, the food I enjoy. Madagascar, fresh food. No what call it, deep freeze. No microwave oven. When I went one time to Haji Dilawar Sahib, he made Dawat, when we were eating, the chicken came. He said, 2 hours ago, this chicken was walking around here. And then it was slaughtered in the pot in your plate. The goat came, the same thing. The chicken, the fish, they've got the ponds there. From there, so fresh. And this has a great effect on a person. Ours, we are proud. No problem. But last year's Qurbani, this year's Qurbani we are eating. 1 year in the deep freeze. And how many other things from the mortuary? Deep freeze is a mortuary. From there we put it into Jahannam microwave oven. And then we eat it and we feel that, oh, our food, we have got the best food. What is our food? This is natural food. Desi, which is this natural, and taza, fresh. There is nothing better. And when it's halal, slaughtered also by a person, you got no doubt. Halal and tayyiba. See the effect in you. Today that we haven't got the urge for deen, etc., we have to see what food we eat. You are what you eat. And don't think it's impossible. Hazrat says, Shaykh, peene ka irada to kare, aasman se mangwa li jayegi. You make your intention, I want this, Allah will make that. In these times, alhamdulillah, we get desi chicken, we have got no problem. Hey, every country today, mashallah, people give us, they say, this is the best honey in the world. And all that, how much of honey you going to have? But they give all that honey, all natural things. The friends that know, the fruit, and if you have your fruit also, and anything where a non-Muslim's eyes did not fall on them, how lot is that has got great effect. From the garden they send particularly, there is the nature of the garden, and nobody else's eyes has fallen on this. There is the fruit of the garden. Hey, all these things, if we make niyat and try, Allah will open the ways. And when our food will be right, everything else will come right, inshallah. Ataturk, bakri ke doodh ko subah naha muh piya karta cha. Ataturk is an enemy of Islam, but why he also became enemy? Because of the great dhoka the Saudis gave the Turks, and how they gave supported the British in order to get Saudi Arabia, and how they then expelled the Turks. That made him very bitter. It really, he wasn't bitter on Islam, he was bitter on the Arabs. And the Arabs' religion is Islam, he turned against Islam also. And he did a lot of wrong things. But anyway, as far as his brains are concerned, how he achieved everything and how he established Turkey, besides it being a wrong thing, but how he achieved it, he also used to drink milk, goat milk first thing in the morning. Uske tamam zindagi bakri ke doodh mein guzri. مولانا محمد علی جوہر اور قائد اعظم اور علامہ اقبال بکری کا دودھ بہت پسند کرتے تھے. All these great people, ان کی پسند کی داستانیں تاریخ اور سوانح کے کتب میں موجود ہیں. How they preferred goat milk, it is present in all the kitabs etc. کیونکہ بکری کے دودھ میں ٹی بی اور کینسر کے امراض کو ختم کرنے والے مادے اور اثرات قدرتی طور پر موجود ہوتے ہیں. And naturally, The antivirals of cancer and TB, all these diseases is in goat milk. So if you have your goat milk, you will get saved of all these things. Jadid tahqeeq ne bakri ke doodh ko insaniyat ke liye shifa qarar diya. Modern science, in their findings, research, they have declared that goat's milk is medicine for people. May Allah give us tawfiq to make effort, and you can get goat milk. Perhaps not the whole year, but if you make effort, goat milk is available, and there are people who cherish it, and you can get it. You have to make a little effort, perhaps you have to pay a little more, but you can get goat milk. Otherwise, in India, people were caught that from shampoo and other chemicals they made milk. From shampoo and other chemicals they were making milk, and the people were drinking that. And today we are all happy that we are, when these things go through under the hawk's eye of the government, then our own halal people who say there is halal, what and what things are not going through there. The government caught them, and they were given a heavy fine, and all the was closed. But they were making milk from shampoo and other chemicals, mixing it and making milk out of that. So we have to be careful what we have. If we have the right things, it will have a great effect on us. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Khazaine ahadith, khazana number 8, treasures from the Quran, from the hadith, the first treasures. The first we completed the treasures from the Quran. The treasures which Hazrat extracted from us, the whole Quran is full of treasures. But the ones Hazrat extracted and gave us, these are treasures from the hadith. Hazrat Abu Umama Bahili radiyallahu anhu makes the narration which we will read just now. Misr mein rehte the, he was living in Egypt. Phir Hams muntaqil ho gaye. Hams is in Syria. He transferred and he went and lived there. Ye un ashab mein se hai jinse bakasrat riwayat manqul ki jati hai. He is amongst those sahaba who have narrated many hadith. 91 saal ki umar mein san 86 ba maqam Hams intiqal hua. At the age of 91. In Hams, in the year 86 Hijri, he passed away. Yeh sab se akhiri sahaba jinka sham mein intiqal hua. He was the last sahaba to pass away in Syria. Unke baad sham sahaba se khali ho gaya. After he passed away, there were no more sahaba left in Syria. Tarjuma hadith, the translation of this hadith. Hazrat Abu Umama radiyallahu anhu farmate ke Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne bahut kasrat se duaein mangi. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one great form of ibadat, which also we are unfortunately neglectful, and we are void of, and we are deprived of its good, is dua. The dua we make after Faraz namaz, but customary. We just pick up our hands, and we'll see a person casually looking around this side, that side, playing with his beard, etc. That is no dua. And if he catches his eyes, friend's eyes, he winks to him also. He's making dua to Allah, he winks to his, even greets him while he's making dua. Greets his friend, you call that dua. That is no dua. And to take out time for dua, that a person who's got tawakkul, and who knows Allah is the only doer of my things, he will ask Allah. But a person who feels I am the doer of things, he will give preference to his tadbir, to his efforts. But a person who knows that Allah is the doer, he will beg from Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one of the proofs that he was such a Nabi of Allah, if we read the amount of du'as and what du'as, our mind gets boggled, just the du'as of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Lekin hum chand logo ko in mein se kuch bhi yaad na rahe. He said, some of us, we didn't remember all these du'as. And Hazrat puts it in a beautiful way, that they said to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you taught us very many valuable, precious, necessary du'as, but we can't remember them. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught them this du'a. Hamne arz kiya, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, aapne bahut du'ayin mangi, lekin humko unme se kuch bhi yaad nahi. We didn't remember any of these du'as. Hazrat writes here, Nakira taht nafi, faida umum ka deta hai. That Hazrat said, kuch bhi, nothing we remember. Because, yeah, according to Arabic grammar, the meaning comes out in this way, that we didn't remember anything. Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya, kya main tum sabko aisi dua na bata do, jo in sab duaon ke jami ho. Allahu Akbar. Qurban jaye, how kind was the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, mustn't I show all of you, the whole ummah, such a dua, that you will get all the du'as I made in this one du'a. 23 years du'as of Nabuwat, 13 du'as of Nabuwat of Makkah Sharif, of Medina Sharif, of Safa Marwa, of Muzdalifa, of Arafat, of the night of Badr, of Tahajjud. Allah, what du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when we read how these du'as, our ronte khare ho jate. Your hair stands up on edge. That how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the du'as, every ummati can get in one du'a. What a treasure has an Hazrat dished out for us. But who of us, we speak about it, we talk about it, but we read it one, two times, and then we forget. We don't do it again. The true lover will always read this du'a. Tum sabko aisi du'a ne bata do, jo in sab du'aon ke jami ho. Tum yu kaha karo, read this du'a. That Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read this dua at least now for once. Every time read this dua. Wa'udhu bika min sharri masta'adha minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. On one occasion in Port Shepstone, Hazrat came in Josh and he said, look at the end of this dua is, wa antal musta'an, you are the helper, O Allah. Wa alaykal balagh, and it's for you to come and reach me, I need your help now. Emergency call I'm making, O Allah. Not that delayed, afterwards you send your help. I need it now, your help. And you are my only helper, you are my only emergency service, and now I need this help now. So don't delay in sending your help. Come, O Allah, please send me. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no helper for me besides you. Nobody can save me from harm. Nobody can give me any good but you. When you do this with this yaqeen, then see the effect of it. But most of us, our du'as, we are reading Ayatul Kursi also, half sleepy, thinking of everything in the world. Our heart is not in Ayatul. Then we say Ayatul Kursi didn't give me protection. But we were just reading words. We were not. We hear the Imam reading so beautiful qiraat and such great bayans of the Quran Sharif, but we hardly know what the Imam read. Our mind is not there, so that connection is necessary. And that is what we have to try and get, what is the khanka, to try and give that connection. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with that, inshallah. This malfuzat of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, There is also a common question many saliks ask. How to give up gunas? And he has so many prescriptions. One is enough for us to give up our gunas. How many prescriptions are given? We read through last week the third one. فرمایا جس قدر نافرمانی ہوتی جاتی ہے حق سبحانہ سے تعلق بندہ کا گھٹا چلا جاتا ہے. How much you disobey Allah, so much it's a scale. What the pens, the two pens in that scale. How much you disobey Allah, the more guna, that pen is heavier, your connection with Allah becomes lighter. How much more guna you commit, the more less your connection with Allah. And in guna, one lady asked, she was making namaz and crook squatting. And while in namaz, how come this? How did this? First of all, we must be shy even to call our namaz namaz. What is our namaz? And what quality is our namaz? And then how many gunas, especially like for ladies, their anger, what they blurt out with their husbands, what they say, never ask for maafi, never make tawbah. So with gunas, you can do the best amal, but gunas block the effect. So we got pride in us. We got jealousy in us. Ghibat is so common. Tuhmat is so common. Accusing. And but ghumani, having evil thoughts, is so common amongst us. All these things. And now we are making namaz also. Five times namaz. We are making all nafil namaz, tilawat also. But those gunas block all the things. So that is one thing we have to hear. So gunas, the more our gunas, the less our connection with Allah Ta'ala. اور اس دوسرے ضرر کا تقاضی یہ ہے. And the harm of the second thing, that is your connection becoming less with Allah Ta'ala. کہ اگر گناہوں پر عقوبت اور سزا کا اندیشہ نہ بھی ہوتا تب بھی گناہ نہ کرنا چاہیے. Even if there was no punishment that Allah has promised for good sons, that you do this guna, this punishment, that guna, if there was no punishment, Allah didn't, that you make guna, no punishment, but that your connection with Allah becomes less, that is the biggest punishment. That punishment is enough for a person to think, I must give up my gunas. Malfooz number 4. Maasiyat se bachne ka tariqa ye hai. The one of the ways to save ourselves from gunas, Hazrat says here, is this. Ke awwal himmat khud kare. You use your own courage. And Allah has given everyone courage. And Hazrat in detail explains this in his bayans. That every person has got courage. It is up to us to use it. We don't use it, we are immature. Allah gave us the courage to save ourselves from guna. Like some people say, that when I to see a woman, once my eyes on her, I haven't got this, I got no strength to take it off. The way she has now mesmerized me and done jadu on me. Hypnotized me. Oh, I just can't take my eyes off her. When you could put your eyes on her, you can take your eyes off also. This is your nafs dhoka giving you that I can't take. Many people who have fallen into illicit relation, they say we can't come out of it now. You fell into it, you could fall into it, you can't come out of it. Himmat, and you got himmat. Come out of that wrong relationship of yours. Aur iske saath Khuda Ta'ala se himmat talab kar and make dua. Use himmat. And make dua. Don't trust on your himmat also. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Or khasan khuda se bhi dua karai. And who in your eyes is a maqbool banda of Allah, a wali of Allah, ask him also for duas. That also we don't do. We don't use our himmat. We don't make dua. We just hope. I wish, oh, very bad I'm doing that. Hey, I'm the worst person, man. I'm doing terrible guna. But we're doing nothing more than that. Make your himmat also. Make dua also. That will show you are serious. And make ask for duas of the pious people also. InshaAllah ta'ala, guna se bachne ki zarur himmat hogi. You'll get saved of all your gunas. Three things you have to do. Your himmat, your dua, and ask the righteous and pious to make dua for you. Sahibo, kamyabi ki ghari do paye hai. Success in this field has got two wheels in it. Ek apni himmat, dusre buzurgo ki dua. Your himmat and your dua. And ask the buzurgs for dua also. In dono payyo se ghari ko chalao. Let your cart move with two wheels. One wheel it doesn't work. Both wheels your cart will just move easily. Ek payya kaafi nahi. One wheel is not enough. Use both wheels and see inshallah that how your cart will move. Those brothers who are going in safar inshallah, and for all of us, very briefly, let us keep two things in mind. Whenever we come majlis or we are going on safar, our niyat, and the niyat must be of islah, to correct ourselves. And fikr must be of islah, continuously, starting off with niyat. Don't go without niyat. Niyat is like a stillborn child, that the child that has got no life in it. Now, amal, any amal without niyat is like a dead amal. It's just the outside dhansha, outward form. It's got no life. Niyat is very, very important. And then, for the ruh of that amal, the fikr all the time. Continuously a person must have fikr for his islah. These two things, then inshallah. And what is islah? There are various aspects of it. Our ma'lumat must become ma'mulat. What we know, convert your ilm into amal. That is what is islah. What you know, practice upon it. That is islah. Qari Amir Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah said it in so simple words. We're not reading Yasin in the morning. Start reading Yasin. That is Islam. We're not reading one durood. Read 10 duroods a day. That is Islam. We're not reading one ayat of the Quran. Read 2 pages, 3 pages. That is Islam. So that is Islam. That things we must do. Not just that we are going on safar and we are enjoying the hospitality of people, carrying on like lords. People must serve us. Everything must be ready, found for us. No, have your own fikr. Try and do your own things. Don't carry on like a big lord and waiting for everything. Some people feel very offended. Eating also. Bring this in my plate. Bring that in my plate. No, that is not the way of Islam. You're becoming worse. And even if you want to make your children, we don't want to like send them in jamaat, where they go through mujahada. No, just go in the khanqah, and there you just get VIP service all the time. And then you'll become worse if you're just looking at that. If you have the fikr of your islah and sleeping it away one way all the time, sleeping and getting hospitality, getting VIP treatment, and little bit short in that VIP treatment, we got a problem. You're going to become worse where your islah is going to be made. So islah, whether we come here, whether we go on safar, wherever we go in jamaat, have that concern. Inshallah, Allah will make our islah, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين